A Georgian look at Adalia's impact. With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. We've talked here in your regional news about Adalia's impact on agriculture in the state of Florida, but I wanted to take some time today to recognize that this, of course, was not just impactful in the Sunshine State. Georgia producers are also reporting losses, with a formal reporting form now available via the Georgia Department of Agriculture's website, that is agr.georgia.gov. From Agriculture Commissioner Tyler Harper, he says that, as a seventh-generation farmer, I know firsthand the devastating impacts severe weather can have not only for our farmers and producers, but on rural communities, local economies, and our state's economy as a whole. Early damage assessments included down pecan trees and crop loss, twisted but recoverable cotton, and tobacco on the ground that'll likely be unable to be harvested. As you can imagine, structure damage also a big part of the damage toll that includes several poultry houses. According to the department, it'll take weeks, if not months, to understand the full scope of the damage. We will bring you that data once it's available. Again, to get support and report your losses, head to agr.georgia.gov. I'm Haley Shipp. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News.